So within the yoga of Buddha Amitayus, all these instructions are contained or included within two, just as we learned yesterday in the empowerment. Training in the common paths and training in the uncommon paths. Again, I seem to be repeating myself, but we must understand the preciousness of the Dharma and the presentation and the teacher we have found. Because of the way we're taught and the way our practices are presented, we understand there is no tantra without sutra. It is impossible to meditate on tantra without sutra. So, in modern Buddhism, part two, which from my heart I would encourage everybody to read or listen to these instructions from the whole of modern Buddhism, the path of compassion and wisdom. But Geshe-la gives very precise, concise instructions about Tantra in part two. And he tells us in the chapter, The Preciousness of Tantra, when we understand the real meaning of Tantra, there will be no basis for misusing it. So this is common in our modern world. We shall see there are no contradictions at all between Sutra and Tantra. Practicing Sutra teachings is the basic foundation for practicing Tantric teachings. It's the basic foundation. So I'm sitting here, for example, in our Kadampa temple for world peace, which is the first Kadampa temple for world peace in this tradition at our mother center. When this precious temple appeared and was being built, the first thing that happened was the foundation was laid. Because without a foundation, it is impossible for this precious temple to be built. It's built upon the foundation. And as you know, it is a representation of the mandala, the pure world of the Buddha of compassion, Buddha Haruka. So if we think about analogies like these, about foundation, what does foundation mean? Practicing sutra teachings is the basic foundation for practicing tantric teachings. So it means tantra is impossible. It is impossible to practice in the same way as it's impossible to build a temple without a foundation. It's impossible to engage in qualified meditation, that is tantra, without sutra in our heart. The practice of tantra is the quick method to fulfill the ultimate goal of sutra teachings. This is very beautiful. You know, and as we know, one sentence of Dharma contains so much meaning. So we try to take a sentence like this to heart, which means learn it by heart, memorize it, so we can carry it with us and think about it all the time. We can only think about, contemplate what's in our heart. So if we really want Dharma to touch our heart, It needs to be in our heart so we can contemplate it. The practice of Tantra is the quick method to fulfill the ultimate goal of sutra teachings. So the ultimate goal of sutra teachings is, may I become a Buddha for the benefit of all. For the benefit of all, so that I can effortlessly benefit each and every living being every day. May I become a Buddha. I want that ability. I want that power. I want that capacity. I want a mind that is refuge for all living beings. I want to be an awakened one with no mistaken appearance. This is our goal. So then, the practice of Tantra is the quick method to fulfill the ultimate goal of sutra teachings. We always practice the union of sutra and Tantra, and our guru is so carefully guiding us so that we never think otherwise. And we can help the people of the modern world practice the union of sutra and Tantra and accomplish world peace.